test that it's picking up. There you go, it is picking up. So can you tell me your name, please?
Heather.
And what do you do?
I'm a student.
In what year?
In year 9.
So can you tell me about your parents' education and what they do?
Well, my dad is an accountant. He went to school and uni. And my mum, she's a stay-home mum.
Okay. And do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one older brother and one older sister. They're both in uni.
Okay. When you were growing up, how did your family feel about reading and writing?
Well, they don't really like reading and writing. I'm the odd one out. I love reading, but they hate it.
Okay. So what, when you were reading or writing, did they tell you to go do other stuff? Or?
They never really told me what to do. Yeah. I could just do anything.
So did you live in Brisbane growing up?
Yeah.
And you live here now?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you first learned to read and write?
I'm pretty sure in grade 1.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about it?
Not really. I remember having to say out the words and getting tested.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the first time you used a computer?
Yes. I was, I know this is bad, but I have a picture of me at 3 years old on the computer. I've used them ever since I was young.
So what were you doing at 3 years old?
Playing games.
What games did you play?
They were kind of like, I do remember one, which was RuneScape. That was one of my first games. Kind of like a shooting game and a RPG.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So your family obviously had a computer when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Was it the family one, or was it one of your parents? Or?
It was, well, I had my own, because my dad's an accountant. He has lots of computers, and I would go there and play games, and he just gave me a laptop one day.
So did your family have any rules around using a computer at home?
No. I could use it whenever.
Okay. So when did you first use a computer at school? Do you remember?
It was in grade 5.
And what for?
It was for we're making a magazine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and everyone didn't know how to use it, and I was the only one that did.
So did you have computers in the classroom or in the lab?
There was a computer lab.
Mm-hmm. And what did you use the computers in the lab for? Like, could you go and use them yourself?
No, we couldn't. We had classes, and I remember we'd have typing things. I forgot.
So were there rules around using the computer at school?
Not really, just that we couldn't go in at lunch. We could only go in our classes.
Okay. So there wasn't, like, free use of them. No. So you do own a computer now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe when your most recent use of a computer at school? What were you doing?
I was just using it last session.
Uh-huh.
I was looking at my PowerPoints for HPE.
Uh-huh. And your most recent use at home? What were you?
I was checking Facebook.
So, at school, how much of the school day would you use a computer?
I use it most of the day.
Okay.
I use it all the time during sessions, and as soon as I get home, I'm on the computer.
Okay. So all day at school, and how many hours do you think at home?
A lot. After school, probably like 4,
mm-hmm.
and then on the weekends, most of the day.
Okay. So do you have other devices that you use to access the internet?
Yes, my iPad and my phone.
Okay, and what do you tend to use them for different things than your laptop, or?
Yeah, my phone, I just use it for calls, and my iPad, I read on it.
Okay. So do you find that you read more paper books or electronic books?
I think electronic. I used to read a lot of paper books, but my friend showed me this app, and I just can't stop reading on it.
So do you have rules for yourself or your family around using a computer, or not at all?
When I have family over, I try not to use it, because I kind of find it rude of it. Yeah.
So, just kind of to sum up, how comfortable do you feel using technology?
I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Okay.
I'm just sometimes scared that it's going to break down on me and I'll lose everything.
So, what do you do if you can't do something on the computer?
I'm hopeless. I have no idea what to do. I just sit around and try to find a paper book to read.
But like, if you have something that you can't work out how to do, how do you work out?
I ask someone to help.
Okay, well, that's it. Thank you.